This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Barely survived the weekend. The voices barely survived the weekend.
I'm going to tell you, man, yeah. I need days to come up back from the weekend. I don't know about you guys anymore. Like, it's just
days.
Weekend isn't long enough anymore for the recovery period. We need that 4-day work week like it's nobody's business. I'm going to tell you that right now. The older I get, the more I say 4-day work week is probably the way to go for a lot of us because, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, there's just so much going on. This is one of the busiest months of the year, too, for a lot of us with the graduation. And all the end of the year stuff with school going on. It's go, 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 go. And then you get to Monday and you're like, man, I didn't really even have much of a weekend. And I'm sure a lot of people are dealing with that as well as we get set for the first week of May. And, you know, everything's coming down to the wire. School's ending. Graduations are happening. Sports are wrapping up. The summer's coming. Like, there's a lot going on right now. And it just is like, I wake up on Monday morning and I'm like, I need a weekend to recover from the weekend because that's how busy these have been over the last couple of weeks and then continue to do so. So I hope everybody's, you know, up on a Monday, spry and ready to go.
Yeah, I think it was, I think it was fine for me. I thought yesterday was gorgeous. I mean, yesterday was like the idealistic day that I could have for like this time of year. 70, no wind, blue sky, perfect sun, mowed. Got everything done. It was a good Sunday, but you know, Saturday was fun too. Survived the Springfield trip. Did all the cliche check boxes, right? Actually, I guess I didn't. No interest in going to Bucky's.
You didn't go to Bucky's, really? Wow. How about that? Why wouldn't you have gone to Bucky's? Other than that, what else is there to do in Springfield?
Well, we had a busy schedule on Saturday and Sunday. Sorry,
you're out.
I'm an early riser, and we're going.
I got you. Yeah, you're leaving town. Yeah, that's fine.
Alex and I are in the same hotel. I was like, "Hey, dude, my alarm went off at 8.
Oh, that late?
Yeah. So it went off at 8 o'clock. Hopped in the shower. I'm like, "You ready? Let's roll." We are home by 11:40.
Oh, okay, that's good. Yeah, you want to get out of there early. I didn't realize Springfield was that far away. Oh, you got up at 8.
Yeah, we left about. I want to say we left about 9.
Okay,
we got home about 11. We got home about 11:40.
Okay, that's not too bad.
2 hours and like 25-minute drive.
Where'd you and Alex meet each other if you rode down together?
He drove to my house.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah, because if he would have had to go that way anyway.
Yeah.
So then just stop. And then we took, I took 291 to 13.
Yeah.
Right into Springfield.
Yeah. I was wondering, like, that's not an easy spot to get to when you're meeting one in Blue Springs and one in, or Lee Summit and one in Overland Park. Like, it's like, where would you meet for that? You don't want to leave your car at a Quick Trip for 3 days. So.
No, I just put it in the driveway.
Yeah. He just drove over there. So.
Came back 4 flat tires.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, that's Missouri for you,
no,
right?
No, but it was fun.
Yeah. Springfield, though, like what would you have done? Like Bass Pro Shop. I mean, like no, exactly. Like I'm asking. Like, I don't know. Like, you're like, hey, we saw those lights in Springfield. You got the chicken. Other than that, like what else? Like, why are you going to Springfield?
Any other way, if we did anything else, it would have just been golf.
Yeah,
I'd have gone to like Payne Stewart's course and just played 18, and then be like, all right, see you guys at the game.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was fun. We met a lot of cool people, had a lot of cool moments and all that sort of stuff. An early Monday candidate for Richard of the Week is the owner of the place they handed out the t-shirts to.
Yeah, you were telling me a little bit about this guy. Sorry we brought you business, pal. Won't ever do that again.
Doubt.
Literally, we'll never do that again.
No,
you know?
Yeah, like there's times where like, you know, we come into work Friday where like the rundown's done before even pitching an idea to Mac.
Right.
Cody and Gold's rundown's done.
Yeah,
like they have every, like they're going to go into they're going to go into much more depth about the trip because I owe it to them to give you from their mouths to your ears. But they will all talk about this guy today. cussed Drew out to his face because he said they didn't give him enough details about people coming in to give him money to his establishment, where I don't know if you've seen the news lately, there's still people in Springfield that don't have power, that aren't open. It's move-out weekend. There was an art walk. There was all this stuff going on still.
What's going on in Springfield that they don't have power?
They had a bunch of storms. Oh, they did. Like last weekend, okay. There were still some places without. There were trees split in half.
Oh,
it was wild. So not only that, then he tells us that, unfortunately, there's too many people coming to his place, and now we have to tell the people that they have to wait to go in because he's at max capacity. Alex has a photo of the place. Definitely not max capacity. Would have been better if he was more professional about it. Like, hey, guys, I didn't think it was going to be this busy. I've got to call some people in. If you guys don't mind, like, kind of just, like, you know, giving me some time and stuff like that to figure out. Wasn't. Literally came out, goes, which one of you guys is Drew? And Drew's like, I am right here. He goes, yeah, can we go talk? And I was like, is everything all right? Actually, it's not all right.
All right, so that was a guy who clearly had no business even being the manager of this
grown
place,
ass
right?
Man, yeah. And that was his first encounter with us.
Yeah.
And not like, you know, you didn't tell us you were passing out t-shirts. You didn't tell us. So we were like, okay. So then, like, not only that, you know, all these people are out front and all these people are in his restaurant watching him pout his ass in and out, steam walking, making a show of it, and we're just like, all right, dude. So, like,
making a show of what though, bro?
Like that he's busy and overwhelmed. I understand that happens in the restaurant all the time.
And
people have short fuses,
right?
But like, we're bringing you business.
Like, if you guys weren't there, there'd probably be nobody in the restaurant, like, right?
No, right. I mean, maybe a
couple
not.
People here yeah, or there. Maybe. I mean, nothing.
There was really
yet.
Nothing going around. There was a guy that looked like Dog the Bounty Hunter. That was, I don't know if he had a home. There was a tattoo place. There was a place out of business. And
right.
There was a parking lot. And there was his place.
And his place.
And to his left was an entire city captivated by an art walk over thousands of
and,
people.
And so, like, there was nobody coming down there. So
except
you,
the people
you,
that came out to get
for you guys, yeah. So that guy needs to put it in his pipe and smoke it and kiss your
it
ass. I mean, like, you can't behave that way when people are
right.
bringing in the business. You have to understand how to handle it. And, you know, it was a couple, 100 people, 200 people max,
not
maybe.
Not even that, because they still had a couple of shirts that didn't get picked
okay,
up.
Okay, so it wasn't,
yeah.
like, constantly and even
no.
if it was, so what? You're having a nice day, cash your check and call it a day and be grateful that people are
yeah.
bringing people to your bar.
Oh, it was bad.
Because you're not gonna have a crowd like that
right.
ever again.
No.
But no, but like, yeah, you'll let them tell that
yeah,
story.
Yeah, they've got the rest of that, plus you've got Cody karaokeing.
Which I got a video of, by the way. That was terrible. I'm not gonna lie. Like, that looked like Grandpa Simpson up there on stage trying to sing karaoke. I don't know what
that
didn't
know
was.
Where the words were.
Like, how did he not know how to operate karaoke? Like, you would think that guy of everybody would know how to do a karaoke show.
Yeah, you can hear Alex and I in the background like, Cody, turn around.
Yes.
There's a TV
yeah.
you can look at. And he's just like, the whole time, he's like, hi, my name. We're like, hi, the TV
yeah.
is.
Hi, my
here?
Name is what?
Yeah.
My name is. Why would you choose that song also to karaoke to? Like,
that's
like
tough.
When you're going to get up and do karaoke, not
yeah.
that I know from experience, do something that's going to get the crowd involved.
He thought that
and
was going to hit.
He did think that was going to hit. Well, he doesn't have a clue then, because that song's not hitting anywhere.
And, you can't and, join in?
No,
that.
That's not a join
yeah,
in song.
Hi, my name
yeah,
is.
But after
yeah.
that, what else do you know?
Well, then you gotta win him over with stage presence.
Yeah, but we're talking about Cody here. I mean, let's go. I mean, you know, no offense, but
yeah.
I mean, like I went to a birthday party months ago. Now it's been, I think, last year
yeah.
now, and it was for my friend Dan's 50th birthday, and they did karaoke,
mm-hmm.
right? And it was like during a KU football game. They played K-State, I think it was, right? So it was
mm-hmm.
the end of football season. Went late. The game went late, so karaoke was delayed because the game was still going on, and people wanted to hear whatever hell happened in that game. Fine.
Mm.
And like the second guy that gets up on stage sings, oh God, what's the dance by Garth Brooks
oh.
as the second song of the night. You want to talk about not having a feel for the room and a feel for the situation. You want to talk about like we were there for a 50th birthday party.
Not even Gene sings that.
Gene gets it going.
You gotta pass
right?
on that one,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, like, but you have to have the feel for the room and the know. And what I mean by that is when you're doing karaoke, sing something like "Don't Stop Believing" or "Living on a Prayer," something that has that
Sweet
chorus.
Caroline,
yeah, everybody knows what those karaoke songs
yeah.
are. It's why ballparks play certain songs that get people excited and kind of get people going. And you know the words, and you chime in. That song by Cody was a bad pull. Who let him decide that was the song to go up on stage with? Like, sing Brad Beachtown, for God's sakes, man. Sing something people know.
So, of course, I had to sing Dancing in the Dark and had to bring a female onto the stage
yeah.
and make a complete fool of myself.
But did fantastic. People join in? Because that's a tough join-in one, too.
She shook her head no once, and I did the hey, baby.
Yeah. And did
that's
she?
Why this is gone. And she came up there and we're just,
yeah,
you know. You can't.
How come I didn't get video of that, though?
Yeah,
I just got a video
on.
Of Cody.
Yeah, Cody.
Cody lost on stage going, hello?
I want that.
Well, I put the biscuit in the oven.
I've got the video via Joe Summers. I will share it with you both.
The video
fantastic.
Of you?
It's me. I'll send it to you. It's quite, wow. Yeah. Anyways.
Here, so, I think we actually have Cody audio.
No, please don't.
Taste the biscuit. Taste the goodness of the biscuit.
What does she mean by
taste
biscuit?
The honey sauce.
Is it like an actual?
Taste the goodness of the biscuit with the honey sauce.
I mean, who doesn't like a good biscuit with honey sauce, right?
Don't get that honey sauce on
speaking
me.
Of,
I don't like the way it tastes with my chicken wing.
Like 2 minutes. Okay, perfect. But the most important part about the trip was to go see one Jack Caglione. Guys, total package. He's everything. If I was not already in love, now I'm screwed. Now I'm the one that's hung out with them for one night, and I'm sending the text back like, hey, let me know, you know, if you make it home safe. And then text in the morning, hey, last night was fun. Let me know if you can do it again. You know, that kind of like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The guy is insane. He's massive.
He's huge, isn't he? A big dude. Like, he looks like a big league ball player person. Yeah,
massive.
He's huge.
Broke every single one of our hands when he shook it. I don't know why we went in for a second handshake before we left.
That's natural.
I was like, hey, thanks again, man. That's like, gosh, dang it, why? And then we're talking to him, we're ripping open the cards, and you could tell him and Alex were kind of like in this nerd moment because, you know, he's trying to, you know, pull this, and I don't even know what it all means, but there's 1 through 25 and 1 through 90, and I'm just letting Alex talk, and I'm sitting there like, good God, this guy is going to wreck some baseballs.
And he's got great hair, too.
Oh, I mean, dude, he's an Italian stallion.
Yeah, he's got great hair.
He's got everything you'd want in, like, your future suit. Like, I hate to be that. And this isn't even my overreaction. But, like, take what Hosmer – I mean this. Take what Hosmer was. He'll be 2 times that. Like, not career stats. I'm talking, like, attention, aura, love,
if they
fan
win.
Base.
If they win,
come
you
on,
know? If they win.
They will. And he's going to help even do that even more than what they've already done. Because we go down there, he's talking to us, we pitch him the whole, like, hey, we're wearing these CAG shirts, we're here, like, we brought 200-plus people there, and he's like, that's awesome. And normally, and I'm sure you
did
guys know
this. Did he know
this
was happening?
Not until we got down. I think he was probably pitched the thing while he was getting ready to come see us, and then
right.
We told him even more detail. And then the best part is, normally when you do these things with athletes, because they are busy, they have a, you know, rapport they do on the field, their PR guy will be like, all right, guys, like, you know, just 8 gags. And, like, he'll kind of look away or, like, you'll see somebody, like, do it. No, dude. Like, we had to tell him, like, dude, go warm up.
Wow.
Like, you have a game in 2 hours. Because he was just sitting there telling us stories. Like, I asked him.
Look good. He was a normal human.
Dude. <It's> that's awesome. What I'm telling you. And super intelligent. Like, was an academic All-American first team at Florida. Was 2-time academic or 2-time All-American athlete at Florida. The guy's witty. He's smart. He can hold a conversation because he's not your baseball player that's like, no offense to Bobby, super great athlete, probably one of the best baseball players to ever play in this city. Might be number 2 and get behind George Brett when it's all said and done, or 1. And Bobby will talk to you. He's like, yeah, baseball's fun. Like Skeens.
Right. Yeah,
yeah. It's cool.
Like Mahomes. It's the same way. These guys are just dialed in.
That's how they are.
Yeah.
He's all about it. He wants to talk to us. And we're eventually like, all right, dude, we're going to go. So have a nice one. And then what's he do that night? Hammers a crank over the building on top of the milk sign in front of us all, points to the crowd, tips his hat, smile from ear to ear on his face.
That's really cool to see something like that.
So
I mean, I told you what it was like in spring training, watching this like 8-year-old kid lose his mind in the stands to see Jack Caglione, and then they called him out on strikes, and everybody was pissed about that because of the pitch clock violation or whatever it was in spring training. But you can sense it with him. I mean, the kids are already in on Jack Caglione, and so there's gonna even if they are winning, there's still gonna be a lot of pressure on that kid to come up here and be a star. There was on Eric Hosmer. I remember when Hos came up, and we thought he was gonna hit home run after home run after home run. after home run, and Haas didn't do that, obviously. Nobody does that, right? Like, the pressure is so high for these guys because the expectation is so high for these guys to come up. But, no, I think people are going to be excited about him once he gets up here, but no need to rush him because now this team has won 8 of their last 10 games, and, you know, they're doing some really good things right now on the baseball field, and so overall it was a pretty damn good weekend, you know, for sports, you know, not just here in Kansas City, but overall I saw one of the greatest sporting events I've ever seen last night. So we've got a lot of good stuff going on right now, and the longer we can keep Cags down in the minor leagues, that means the things are going good at the big league level, and he can get that seasoning, so when he does come up here, he hits that ground running and doesn't miss a beat.
Yeah, I do think he is going to get promoted, but to AAA. I think he's going to go to Omaha. I think after
somewhere in middle America, baby.
Yeah, he's now hitting .314. His slash is .395, .543, and .938. He's up to 6 home runs, 27 RBIs. He's now has struck out 29 times, but he's at a threshold that is important. He's at 105 at bats. So he's done it 100 times in AA. He's crushing the ball right now.
Already 100 and some at bats down there? God.
Yeah.
Bless, the year is flying by. I mean, stop the movement, man.
Enough about me. Oh, there was also ducks on the field.
Oh, good. I see. I've maintained there should be a horse on the field for games in baseball.
The female duck kept flying back on the field and disrupting the game.
It's great.
Trying to get to Cags.
I saw one of the most insane things I've seen on a baseball field, too, yesterday. We just happened to be watching a random game at the corner cocktail hour. Oh, my God. You looked at this, and even my wife was like, all right, enough. Like, this guy's pitching on the mound and fell parallel to the ground. Like, you watch the replay, he's parallel to the ground. Oh, my God. You'd have thought the guy got sniped. The way that people reacted to that. You had a trainer, you had a coach, you had a manager, you had players, and then you had the grounds crew come out with a bucket of sand, and they're throwing around, they're raking the mound and all this kind of stuff, and then he starts doing warm-up pitches, and he's like, like, you know, just a whole dramatic, like he's not ready for the warm-up pitches, ask for one more. 20 minutes later, he goes back out there, and he pitches, and he's just fine. But, I mean, this thing yesterday, I don't even know what the guy's name was, Cole something, I'm sure. You know, just like, he was sniped out there on the mound. We're watching this. We're going, come on, man. We need some toughness back in baseball. Yeah. Jack Caglione going to bring that to us.
Be like Dylan Crochet, get hit in the schnoz and go out there and pitch a three. Seriously, it happened. Check it out on the internet. We'll get to-